This is Don't Panic, episode number 405, recorded September 9th, 2025. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Don't Panic, the technology podcast on gadgets, the internet, and you. I'm Sean Jennings, joined by the John Henry and Paul Bunyan of technology, Colby Rabideau and Dan Meller, two men larger than life, bigger than myth. Good evening.
Good evening, Sean.
Good evening. It's time for our quarterly episode of Don't Panic.
We were celebrating July 4th last time we did this. So,
were we really?
It's been a little while, but it's good to be back, gentlemen. What's going on? What's happening? What's new? You guys have been globetrotting, ish.
I went a lot of places. Well, I went to Colorado, Montana. We went to Yellowstone. We didn't go to Colorado at all. We didn't go to Colorado. It was Wyoming. We went to Yellowstone and Jackson Hole, and it was fun. We saw bears. I didn't see any moose, which I was sad about.
Tough.
But we did see many bears. So I guess that's still cool. And then we went to the state fair in Minnesota and had cheese curds. I had a bucket of cookies.
All yourself?
Vessel?
No, it was shared between Laura and I and Laura's entire family. And we did finish it, but it took 4 days after the fair.
Colby, I don't know if this will make you feel better. When I went to Jackson Hole most recently, it was March 2020 and our flight was canceled. And then we had to book an airport and then we went back to the airport and at like 4 a.m. And on that trip, I was apparently furiously doom scrolling on my phone about what sort of shit show we were about to fly back into in New York. And I missed the moose. We drove past the moose. I still have not seen a moose. And yeah, I should have taken that as the sign then and there to uninstall Twitter.
Right. Just throws his phone out the window.
Now, let me ask you a question though, Dan. Have you ever seen a horse?
Yes.
Okay, then you saw a moose. I mean, it's basically.
Have you seen a moose?
I have seen a moose. I've seen a moose within a football field's distance. No, maybe within 100 feet of a wild moose. Yes. I think I have a picture of it somewhere. And they're just like horses and they're big and slow. They're not
with awesome antlers. They're big and slow until they decide that they're going to maul you.
You know, what is it? The social media account of like, idiots at Yellowstone or whatever, where they go off the path and you know, like
try and take a selfie with a buffalo.
And you're like, people are like, you're not supposed to do that. And they get gored. So
Laura's dad calls that population control.
Oh, yes, one of those guys. Yes,
if only it controlled more of the pub. Okay.
No, we're positive here, guys. Everything's great. We are all upbeat. Dan, I know you were on the East Coast.
Ever so briefly for work, yes. I was there for 2 days. It was sort of weird. I've never been there for that short of amount of time. However, this was the first time I went where I had, coming from the West Coast, absolutely no problem going to sleep the night I arrived because there was no screaming baby. And I've been sleeping, you know, 4 to 6 hours a night for the past 2 months. So, yeah, that was if you ever have that problem. Sleep deprivation is a good solution to jet lag.
Well, I'm going to be curious to find out what your Apple Sleep score is now, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Well, it's not going to happen. Spoiler alert, ever since Friday night, the little baby has slept 7 hours every night, which is unheard of. It has happened occasionally in the past, but never twice in a row. Never mind, what is this, 4 times in a row now? So,
smokes.
Knocking on wood again. Yeah. It's nice. Unfortunately, she has now started to go to bed at 6:30 p.m., which isn't well. It's good and bad. It gives now that we finally have the evenings back. It's like, oh, we can do things again. But if you do that, you're not sleeping.
Right. Every minute you're doing things, you're not sleeping.
Yes.
Man.
Well, that's exciting. That's congratulations. Colby, I know you're making progress on the house as well. I got to check in on all of our ongoing projects here. Looks great.
Yep. Yes. Yep. The house has siding and a roof and doors and windows.
What else do you need, really? Have you considered camping out in there just for a night?
It's a good idea. There was until like last week, there was like one last hole and there was a bird that kept coming in and pooping on all their tools. Like every time there would be new bird craps on.
That's
on
not a good equipment. Sign for your relationship with nature.
No, I mean, it's not my tools. It was
no,
it
but
was
your the, house you built on their land. So
you think the birds.
I'm just saying this is.
We have seen an owl in the backyard.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
So that was kind of cool. But yeah, it's things are moving along. We ordered all of our appliances, which was fun. We went on the Massachusetts sales tax holiday and told them, yeah, we wanted one of everything. The guy, the other salespeople were mad because the guy we were talking to was just like the delivery guy who was doing sales because it was the Massachusetts sales tax.
And he got
holiday.
The commission. Yeah. Nice. Did they roll out the red carpet for you?
No, they
were you champagne as you walk into the.
They played it cool.
Now, did you get, I mean, you since you brought it up, I mean, any smart features or any particular wacky things in any of the appliances?
You can't avoid smart features. But we got the GE Cafe stove and stuff, nice. Which, yeah, they're nice. They're made in America. No tariffs.
That's great. Listen, I have a GE stove and dishwasher. I've been very happy with them. It's good. It's good stuff.
Nice. Yeah, we got GE for the kitchen stuff, and then LG washer and dryer.
Big question: front load or top load?
Front load. We'll see how it goes. They weren't that expensive, so if they smell a year from now, I'm just gonna delete them.
The trick is, if you haven't had one of those, the trick is I found to leave all doors open at all times.
Yeah. That's what my mom does with hers, and hers, like 3 years in, hers smells weird. It, like,
that happened to mine, and I switched to top load.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a problem since, not one.
So we were in the appliance store, and they had like Maytag, like commercial washer and dryers.
Oh, do they have like the Speed Queen and like the real, yeah, the real high end stuff?
I was like, that's what I want someday.
To wash all your t-shirts?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the dream.
The other trick I'll tell you is buy washing machine cleaner, the packets or the powder, and run them every 4 to 5 laundry cycles. Run a cleaning cycle with the powder. It makes a big difference.
Is that all you have to do is just run it with the powder?
Yeah, usually your wash will have a cleaning setting. Of some like sanitized setting or whatever, runs it on really hot water.
Yeah.
You toss in whatever cleaner you bought, run that cycle, and it'll help keep the smell down.
Our front loading washing machine must be at least 5 years old for sure. I think at least 10 years old. I've never done any of this except leave the door open and it doesn't smell. Now, on the other hand, the one that at the place we last rented, it already, I don't remember if it already smelled or it smelled shortly thereafter. So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, maybe we just stink. I don't know. Good question. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations. Very exciting.
Thanks. I think it's really only like halfway done. Like there's still a lot of stuff to do.
Like the entire interior?
Yes, the inside.
That's all.
Yeah.
And a lot of decisions for you, you know, I mean, flooring and paint colors and lighting fixtures and countertops and cabinets.
Now, we went to the countertop place on Monday or yesterday, just yesterday. It feels like an eternity ago. And this place we went to had to have like 16 brands of like quartz countertops. And like every brand has like the same things. And they don't really tell you how much they cost. They're like, oh, well, like the content, you know, the material is all exactly the same. And the price is based on how popular the design is. It's like, what is it? So we're waiting to find out what the damage is going to be, I guess.
Did Sean manage to get you a discount on those fasteners?
We didn't have a deck. We didn't end up having a deck. That's the problem.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's small potatoes. I deal with the big wigs, you know, just some guy's house. That's, you know, that's nothing to me. That's pennies.
Maybe someday, once I've made it, once I can afford a...
Yeah, when you build your 60-unit apartment complex, give me a call. I'll give you a good rate.
Nice.
What about your Olympic-sized above-ground pool with a wraparound deck? How about that?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Listen, when you're ready, Colby, I'll come out and help you build it. We'll build a deck, buddy, whenever you're ready.
Great. That
It'll be
fun.
Almost straight. That's a guarantee.
What's new with you, Sean?
My landscape project is complete.
Oh, it happened. Oh my God.
It happened. I should put a picture in the Slack so you can see. So
did he give you a quote or did you just,
listen, you can chuckle. I got it like 4 days before they started. And they did. And it was a lot of things were a huge pain in the ass and went wrong, but the stonework looks beautiful, the walkway, the patio, the sprinklers are in and mostly working. The grass is growing. It's a little spotty, but I do have to tell you guys, the worst thing that happened didn't happen to me. You know, they come in and they do dig safe at your... here, let me put this in the Slack. They come out and do dig safe to make sure you don't, you know, cut into any lines or gas lines or anything under your house. So they came out, actually, they came out twice, once for my landscaper and one for my sprinkler guy. And they marked it up, and the sprinkler guy came to put in the sprinkler. The dig safe guy fucked up. He didn't mark it right. Turns out my neighbor's cable line runs through my yard for some reason. Sprinkler guy went right through it. And my neighbors haven't had cable or internet for like 2 weeks because the city's giving them the runaround for permits or whatever. And I kind of feel bad, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I didn't cut your cable. Like, I'm in a very awkward position.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a comedy of errors, really. Is this a neighbor you don't like or is it the other one?
This is with a crazy neighbor. And I am worried each day that goes by, they're getting more and more fed up and will come over and kill me.
I
don't like them enough to like try to help.
Right.
Like I mean, I could like if they were like personal friends, I could like give them my guest Wi-Fi or like run a cable line over the fence. Like I could help them.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that. So
you choose not to.
Anyway, I sent you guys a picture. You can see the walkway there in the front is all complete if you zoom in. And the grass is actually more filled in now than when I took this photo a week ago.
Nice.
But it's growing in.
Looks awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. Like I said, it's just the nitty-gritty of it. And there's still a lot of work to do before the season's over. And I'm broke now. But other than that, it's great.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah, man, I paid for dirt and seed. I'm such a smart guy. Colby got like windows and doors. I got like dirt.
Yeah, that's true. I did get windows and doors.
Yeah, you got stuff you can use.
That's true. Infrastructure.
Yes. Well, I got sprinklers. I mean, I guess that's kind of infrastructure.
That's infrastructure.
And there's an app, which is cool. So I can go on and like turn on the different zones and from anywhere on Earth. So more Wi-Fi stuff in my house. I'm so lucky. Let's see. Anything else on anybody's mind? Anything else going on?
Well, you'll be excited to know that my air conditioner still turns off at night.
Oh, good.
Oh, if you recall that drama.
Well, this was your
firmware issue, something, something. So
you gotta, well,
but the
you
good news is it's almost winter,
yourself.
Dan.
I've thought about it because I'm pretty sure I heard them talk to like the last guy in Mitsubishi, the last guy in the ladder at Mitsubishi before they start speaking Japanese. And he was describing how like, oh, yeah, there's this like it tries to count how often a certain condition happens in a given time period. But the way it does it is every X whatever minutes, it clears the counter. And so, and then at each cycle, it checks to see if that counter has exceeded the threshold. And the thing that's supposed to clear the counter just does not. So you just will always trigger it eventually. And I was like, well, that sounds easy to fix. I don't know, famous last words, but sounds easy to fix.
Got to hack your life, Dan. It's time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my only update.
Well, we'll at some point, maybe not this week. I do want to talk about my NAS, my server I've set up here that's spinning on my desk.
It's nasty.
That was between last episode and this episode, the hobby sort of came and went, but I do have it all set up and it's doing things. So, but we're a limited amount of time tonight, and it wouldn't be a Don't Panic episode without talking about an Apple event. Because it's new iPhone season. So Apple today, actually, hot and fresh off the press, Apple had an announcement and debuted a bunch of new hardware. I don't know that we're going to go through every detail. I'll admit it's not the most thrilling announcement maybe they've ever had. There's some interesting things. I know Colby was maybe the most disappointed guy on planet Earth about this.
You know, I put the thing on. They were showing the AirPod stuff, and I was like, great. This is all great. I love like small updates to the things we like. I'm so excited for a new app with some like minor Apple TV and HomePod mini updates. We got none of it. Crushing my hopes and dreams. I'm going to have to buy the current ones knowing that they're going to be out of date. And
I would not buy a HomePod at this point.
No. No, I probably won't buy a HomePod. I will get an Apple. I need some kind
of
like
what are they going to add to the freaking Apple TV?
Right.
Like, I have the one from 2020, and I think there's like some like, oh, it can't do 4K at 120 frames per second or something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, my TV doesn't do that.
Right.
Plus, there's no content that produces like what movies, you know, sure, if you're playing video games on your Apple TV, I guess it's cool to do 120 frames per second, but nobody does that. That's true. There is the one thing that I cannot do on my Apple TV that I wanted to do a couple months ago was the thing where you like put your phone down in front of the TV and then you do FaceTime. That is only on newer Apple TVs.
Oh, I've never tried that. That's a cool idea, though. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
Well, it'll be interesting if Apple does announce those changes. They can't really go past October because they want them ready for the Christmas holiday season. So we've had October events before. It's not totally crazy. It's just if they don't announce it before Christmas, I don't think you're going to get it in like
they're going to wait for their next swing at Apple Intelligence, I think.
You think?
I think it's a next year thing. The thing that I still cannot believe, and I think we've talked about this before, they're just not going to update the AirPods Max. That's just it. It's just they're never going to get the W2 or any of the new adaptive noise canceling or any of that stuff. And it seems like the answer is just no. I see them all the time. I see people wearing them like pretty regularly.
See, that's my challenge, though, is I never see people, and I get that. I do see people wearing AirPods. I never see people wearing the big boys.
I see it here, like in the city, but not elsewhere.
Yeah, I always thought that was, there must just be a big sales difference, but that's fair to it. But that's also the kind of thing I wonder if they just slip in a press release at some point.
I mean, I would have thought that, except that they updated the colors and put a USB-C port in it and changed nothing else like 3 months ago or whatever that was. So that's sort of, it's at least going to be another year. And I think probably longer,
right?
Which is sad.
It's a real take.
But speaking of, there are new AirPods.
Yeah, let's talk about the things they did announce. quickly, AirPods Pro 3. They have a heart rate sensor, which is new, track vitals while you're out and about. IP57 water resistant rating. Live translation.
Although that comes to
noise cancellation.
All the AirPods that you can buy yesterday also get that.
That's true.
including the regular AirPods, but only the ones with noise canceling, which I did happen to buy.
A new model with bigger base available September 19th for $249.
I think, yeah, I mean, they pretty much made almost everything better, which is pretty cool. It has better battery life, has better noise canceling, has more features, and it's smaller too, right? Like it looks like physically the earbud is smaller, has more
ear tips,
and
the
case is smaller.
Yes, they have a new shape that they say will better fit in more ears, and even the ear rubbers, whatever you call them, have a little foam in them now that they say that also helps increase the noise cancellation.
Did I pick on this show my aftermarket foam AirPods Pro?
No, I don't think you ever mentioned that.
No. They're great. They're like sort of disposable, sadly, but they block out sound way better, and they like grip into your ear much better. So I would be curious to see how these work.
Yeah, that's always been my problem with the noise cancellation, is if the buds move a little bit in my ear and you lose that seal. So I agree with you. I'm very curious. I'm bummed, though, because the one thing about AirPods, and I love my AirPods, they are constantly in my ears. Like, honestly, I use them a lot. Is the microphone on them is just not very good. And I wish it were better. And I get it's in the little stick, it's far away from your mouth, whatever. But I was kind of bummed we didn't get upgraded microphone quality.
But how often are you using these in like a digital context? I guess, you know,
I use them for calls all the time.
Okay.
All
like
the
Zoom
time.
Calls.
At work calls. All cell phone calls, Teams calls.
Well, my point is just like on a cell phone call that they're not going to hear the difference. It's going to sound like
No. On
terrible.
A Teams call, you definitely do.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you talk to somebody and they're like in a car and you can tell they're in a car because
yes.
of what's going on. That's what AirPods sound like on a Teams call, where it's like, I can hear what you're saying, but I can also tell you're on a inferior microphone device.
I heard someone say a couple of weeks ago, I had never heard this before. She teamed me yesterday, and I was like, I did a double take. I was like,
oh, as a verb? Yeah.
What does it mean?
Teams.
I'll hit you up on Teams. Yeah.
No, it's just someone sent
me
a message on Teams. You get teams.
Yeah.
Teams.
Oh, yeah. I say that way too often.
I have another. We need to have like a running topic list, because I want to if we've ever talked about corporate lingo and jargon, I would like to revisit it, because I feel like it has made
changed.
Another turn. Things have evolved in the last couple months, I feel like.
I love it. Put it in the spreadsheet.
Is it AI induced?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's lots of learnings. Learnings has like really spiked.
Ooh.
People now use goal as a verb. They goal against things.
Oh,
which
that's
is dumb, because
like
it's
that.
Like you could have a goal. No, we don't say that. You goal against something, which is actually more of syllables.
Like an anti-goal?
No, so it's like, oh, well, it's slow. It's like, oh, well, we don't goal against that.
Oh.
Not,
okay.
Not a priority.
Wow. These are all new to me, too.
Do you action on things, Colby? Instead of taking action, do you just action on them?
No.
Yeah.
This is cutting-edge stuff.
We're going to action on that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways,
no,
that
the problem
much
with
my
company is we're like, you know how the Midwest gets fashion like months after the city centers? We're like that with jargon. Like, we just got ad hocs. We just got alignment meetings. Like, we're way
behind
the
curve. I've never heard of ad hocs before.
I thought that was... Colby, is that not... I always thought that came from, like, an ad hoc meeting.
No,
okay.
What is it? What do you do?
No, an ad hoc is just like a... what's a good comparison? It's like a throw-together meeting, but it's sort of like a, listen, we just got to get everybody in a room and... catch up on stuff. It's an ad hoc.
It's not a standing meeting. It's a one-off meeting.
Yes. Yes. Where we're not on the same page. We got to have an ad hoc and just get on the same page.
I see.
So
that makes sense. I don't think we have a word for that. You know, like we just have
an emergency.
Like, we just have a meeting.
Yes. No, I don't think we need that name.
And what
either.
Was the other phrase you used, Sean?
Well, just like an alignment meeting. We have a lot of alignment meetings because
I've never
we're out
heard
of
someone use that as a term of art. Like, it's not never become a category. Okay. Now, see, at Etsy, we had this meme that came around where people started, and this is kind of bad. I don't know if it's bad or not. People started referring to a certain type of meeting as a come to Jesus meeting. Which I eventually took to mean that there's a bunch of people with disparate views, and we all need to like pick one.
I'm gonna do that with my team.
Is that an alignment meeting?
I'm gonna do that to my team, except I'm Jesus. It's a come right. to Jesus moment. So listen to what I tell you and do that.
Is it the meeting in your office?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be when I lay down the hammer.
It's in my mind. Like a come to Jesus meeting would be like, this is your last chance before you're fired, sort of thing. Like, it's like extremely serious.
Colby, you need to find God or you're not going to work here much longer.
Right.
Right. Let's see.
God backwards is dog. So
we have some watch updates. I'm just keeping the train rolling here. We could talk about lingo all day. Apple Watch Series 11. It doesn't look all that different. It's got 5G now with live translation, hypertension notifications, up to 24 hours per charge.
All watches get that too.
That's right. We have Watch Ultra 3, largest display ever in a wearable, down to a 1 hertz refresh rate. 5G connectivity as well, satellite communication, which is new to the watch, battery enhanced up to 42 hours per charge. And then lastly, the SE3. Which just they've updated the chipset and added 5G support.
Yeah, I think the Series 11 got a little bit thinner too, but this was kind of a nothing burger. I was amazed that they even updated it. Like, is it even worth it for them? Like, does anyone even care? I don't know. Like, maybe they it's interesting that they update the Apple Watch every year. Even if the changes are extremely minor, like what ultimately changed this year? There's like a better modem and it's a tiny teensy bit thinner.
I have a theory.
Yet they won't update the Apple Watch Ultra every year and they won't update AirPods Max, once every 5 years. So I don't get it.
Or HomePods, you know.
Or HomePods. Right. Like,
or HomePods.
Yeah.
My theory is that they updated the 10 to the 11. So they, because the SE2, which I bet they sell a lot of at the lower price point, was missing some key features. And I think you have to update the main one to then roll down features to it. Like the old or SE2 didn't have an always on display. Now
yeah,
it does.
And it didn't have the temperature sensor, which powers a lot of health features.
So my guess is, but you can't update the SE without updating the 10, because then you're wondering why you pay the extra $100.
But now
so
the SE3 is like such an incredible deal compared to a new Apple Watch 11.
Well, and by the way, I want to get to this on iPhone as well, because I have the same question. What are you getting for more money with these different watches?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I get the Ultra, right? You get the extra big battery, which I know people like. It is a style. I know people who own the Ultra who aren't the hikers, bikers yes. type. It just looks cool. And that's fine. You can spend your money. It's spend whatever it costs, $800 on it. Go nuts. But in terms of features, I don't know.
What Ultra features people actually want? Or just in general, what differentiates
Are people buying the Apple Watch for features or because it's the most expensive, good-looking one?
The Ultra. Yeah. My guess is probably the majority of the sales come from people who buy it and don't actually need its features. But that's probably true of MacBook Pros, too.
Well, and I bet you, and again, we'll talk about iPhone Pro in a minute. Which I think is that you could have definitely a similar argument for.
Yeah, but I don't think that means they shouldn't make it because if I didn't have a kid and I was going skiing more, I would certainly think about that, like being able to reach your wrist and do like the satellite thing. That could be pretty clutch.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
I am fascinated. One thing I give Apple credit for, I watched the whole video of the announcement, is I appreciate that they go into the technology and science of it. where it's like, oh yeah, if you put the antenna there, actually, I get why it's now twice as much. Or, oh, on the chip, they now have this thing. And it's like, that's actually, they're not just saying it's faster. They're actually kind of explaining why.
Yeah.
And I found that very interesting. It actually makes me think of like, oh shit. At one point they're like, your watch can communicate to a satellite 800 miles up in space. And I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, unless there are any other thoughts on watches, this is, again, not the most packed announcement they've ever had. We move right on to iPhone. We have technically four new models, and we'll start with what they talked about. iPhone 17, their baseline phone, now has a ProMotion display, 6.3-inch OLED up to 120 hertz for high refresh rate content, A19 chip, which is unsurprisingly faster and better. The design is pretty similar. But we've got the dual camera system with a 48 megapixel fusion ultra wide main camera, as well as, the other 48 megapixel, telephoto lens. And then it also has a new selfie camera. They call it the center stage selfie cam. It has a square sensor, which allows it to automatically crop for vertical or horizontal shots without you having to rotate your phone, which I think is actually a extremely cool feature.
Yeah, that's one of those things I'd never even, it would never occur to me that it was possible. I don't know why.
Now, has that already been on the iPad?
I haven't taken a selfie with my iPad.
No, I feel like I have a vague memory of there being center stagey stuff on the iPad.
Center stage is on the iPad front camera, yes.
But that's software driven.
It's purely software. It's just a normal camera. I see.
Yeah, basically just zooms in on you and, you know, digitally.
Right.
Versus using a unique sensor.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, oh, there you go. Well, you got to move around. I was about to say, you got to move around a little bit more for, like, well, okay. Your phone's now going to do that for all your selfies, Dan, which I know you'll appreciate. I know the camera stuff is always interesting. I think these fusion lenses are pretty cool. And I think the 17 is a great, I mean, it's a great phone.
Can you explain the fusion lens thing to me? Because then this also applies to the Air. Like, it is also a telephoto lens, or is that in software? They're like, oh, it's two lenses in one. And I'm like, is it actually two lenses in one, or is that bullshit?
I feel like it's some kind of software shenanigans, right? It's gotta be.
I don't know the answer, let me say that. But if I had to wax poetic on it, as they say, I think they're able to do stuff with the sensor and lenses that get it 70% of the way there, and they get the other 30% in software. That's my guess. I do think there is something unique in the hardware. But I think they're able to push it the rest of that distance in software. But that's totally, I just pulled that out of my ass.
We shall see.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, I just look at this and say, it's just incredible that such a great camera is in a device like this. I think, again, for your average iPhone user, we'll talk about the other models, but I think the iPhone 17 is just really compelling. I don't think your average person needs anything more than what's in this phone. But if you want the latest and greatest, you want the shiny cutting edge, we welcome a whole new model, the iPhone Air, the thinnest iPhone ever. It is 5.6 millimeters thick. For those of you at home, that is very thin.
I think you mean 5.6 millimeters thin, Sean.
Spoken like a true marketer. Very good, Dan. For comparison's sake, that's 0.22 inches. The Pro iPhone 17 Pro is 0.34 inches. So about you're reducing a third of the width of the Pro. It has a 6.5-inch ProMotion display and a camera plateau that spans the width of the entire device on the back. It runs on the A19 Pro chip, and it has the new N1 chip for wireless connectivity, their new modem chip. It has a single-lens camera system, so that's unique. The 17 has two lenses, the Pro has three. This has one, but it is their Fusion camera. It's ultra-wide and telephoto. It has the new front-facing selfie cam. That is the Air. I mean, were you guys impressed by the Air versus the other models?
I mean, It does have like a lot of the same stuff.
I was not expecting it to have the Pro chip, even though it is a slightly worse version, but not worse in a way that I particularly care about.
It's just like minus one GPU, right? Crazy. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let me talk about the Pro for a second. Then I want to talk about all three models because it is interesting what you get and don't get in all of them. So we also had the updated iPhone 17 Pro, which has the A19 Pro chip, ceramic shield, which is on all of them. It's on the back of the Pro, and it comes in the larger Pro Max model as well. The big thing is the three camera system. So it's the only one with three cameras. They're all 48 megapixel. One's ultra wide. One's a main lens. One's a telephoto lens. It has a unique two-toned unibody design. It is aluminum, not titanium. And it also has the biggest battery ever in an iPhone. And it comes in what I would argue is a very cool orange color. The main things I would point out that is the difference between these phones is that the 17 has the A19 while the Air and Pro have the A19 Pro. The battery life, they quote 27 hours on the Air, 30 hours on the 17, 33 hours on the Pro, which I'll point out the current 16 Pro has 27, which matches the Air. So they've all gone up. The Air would be equal to the current Pro. And of course, the camera systems being separate. One camera on the Air, two cameras on the 17, three cameras on the Pro, which has been updated to do Dolby Vision 4K 120 and Pro Raw and all stuff nobody cares about. Other than that, the phones, I'm scrolling through the side-by-side comparison on Apple's website. They're basically the same.
Yeah, so, there's some stupid things. Like the Air does not have USB 3 speeds. So if you want
the Pro has that.
If you want to download your 4K 60 frame per second video off of your Air, it's going to go at USB 2 speeds, which is right. Unfortunate.
And then by the way, the last thing I'll mention is the price, which is the 17 starts. These are all at 256 gigs, $799 for the 17, $999 for the Air, $1099 for the Pro. And so my question to you guys is, what phone do you buy?
Yes. I had to think about this as I'm for now on the upgrade program.
The Apple treadmill, if you will.
The Apple treadmill, yeah. Thinking about getting off of it. I mean, I think that if you are not buying a new phone every year and you don't care about having the absolute best of anything relative to other things, then getting the iPhone 17 is a no-brainer because I think a lot of people care a lot about battery life. I think the colors kind of suck, but was it the Air that had the colors that sucked? Maybe I forget.
The Airs are the boring colors. It's black, white.
Maybe it's the Air.
Gold,
yeah, never mind.
White, blue.
The colors are fine. The camera is probably really good relative to what you're upgrading from. Perhaps not the best, though. We need to wait and see. But I think if you care about having the absolute best of anything, at least for me, like when I think about what I do with my phone, it's sort of changed. I used to use my phone as like a thing I look at when there's nothing else going on. And, you know, there's some amount of necessary utility. I now use it to open my door and like you have to do things in life with it, but mostly take photos. But now with the baby, it's like 50% like I'm walking around or sitting down and I have the baby over my shoulder and I just need to keep moving constantly for her to fall asleep. And anything I can do one-handed to make the next 10 to 50 minutes pass, I'm all for it. And taking photos, like that's 90% of what I do. So actually battery life has become super important. I've like absolutely drained. I always have to charge my phone when I'm on Sophia duty all day long. I always have to charge my phone halfway through the day. I never used to have to do that. So I'm going Pro for those two reasons. I wish I could like the Air. I think if the Air, like I'll wait and see what the reviews are like for the camera. I do like, because the Air has, it has a, like, I guess it has the 1X and the 2X in the Fusion. I think, I suspect that having, at least for an infant, having the ability to do the ultra wide would be better than like the 5X. But it doesn't have either of those things. Whereas the 17 does, has an ultra wide and the Fusion. So like actually the 17 would be better for my use case in terms of cameras than the Air. But also the Air is bigger than the Pro in terms of width. Yeah. And so that's the other thing. It's like, I do appreciate how thin it is, and I think it would be cool, and it's lighter. Although, you know, when was the phone where they reset the weight and it got way lighter? That was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Is it even lighter than that? Like, the Pros again increased in weight this year. And so anyways, I think if the Air were actually smaller and otherwise the same, and I get that, you know, the battery life would probably be compromised, I think that would actually be more compelling for me because it's small and light as opposed to being big and light. It doesn't feel like it's worth it to lose the cameras for big and light.
Yeah, and by the way, the 17 Pro is heavier than your 16 Pro.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. And it's been like, I need to find a graph for this, because was it when they went to titanium that they reset it and it was like super light again? And it's like already way past whatever the one before that was. And where does the Air even compare on that? I want to find a graph, actually. Maybe ChatGPT can make me a graph.
See if you can track that down. Colby, what do you think?
I forgot there's the Max phones. Maybe I'll get a Max phone.
Who is that for? Who?
I don't know.
That should be a crime.
It's for old people. Yeah.
The same people who get the 12-inch iPad.
Right. I've never seen.
The 16-inch, the giant iPad. I love those.
I have never seen a 12-inch iPad, but I
know the giant. My aunt and uncle bought one of the giant iPads, and they are hilariously big.
Laura has the big iPad, but she uses it for music. So like the big iPad can do like one full sheet of music.
They would browse like web, they'd go like Facebook on their giant iPad. It was crazy.
Actually, I think my mom has the giant iPad too, and she has the icons like really big and the words really big.
So
yeah, I guess that's what it's for. I'm also on the upgrade thing, and I always get the Pro. I just like, I really like the telephoto. I feel like, you know, I think maybe it would be different if I had a baby, but
pre-baby, I use it all the time.
Right. It's like 80% of the photos that I take. I'm like, cause like you can just zoom in. And like, why wouldn't you? It looks, and plus they made the sensors even better. So there's no trade off at all now. They're like, all
pre-baby,
the same,
a lot of my photos that are sort of unique moments in time are like, oh my God, look at that thing. And that thing is often far away. It's often not within 5 feet of you. And so the telephoto really helps.
Do they all have the camera button now? And do all of them have the bonus buttons? The action button.
All of them.
Wow. It's all the same. That's interesting. The Air is really intriguing because my biggest phone gripe, I think, is that it's too heavy and it hurts my pinky. Like I'm always holding it up on my pinky, and my poor pinky gets cramped if I do too much scrolling. Maybe that's a feature though. I don't know.
Damn, you're good, Dan. What a great chart.
Well, I don't know if any of this is true, but
I just made that up. But it is interesting to see it back up to the weight it was at.
Yeah, and it doesn't have. I'm gonna tell it to add the 17 Pro weight because it doesn't know about it, I don't think.
So, Colby, are you gonna upgrade? You think?
Yeah, I always do. They always get me.
And are you gonna stick on the Pro?
I think so. I don't think I would change from the Pro to the regular. And I don't know about the Air. Maybe I'll go to the store and like fiddle with Air.
I think it is one of those Apple products you got to hold in touch.
Right. Like, maybe it'd be great.
I agree. Oh, never mind. It did a web search and it found the 17 Pro 8.
Thanks, Clude.
Yeah, I am also on the upgrade bandwagon.
Oh man, they got us all.
And I know I'm through Verizon. Because they made me based on my plan. But I don't understand the 17 Pro. I don't get it. If you are not shooting immense amounts of high-end photography and videography, I don't get it. It only has 10% more battery life than the iPhone 17. I get 10% isn't nothing, but at the same time, this is like a... And I think the Tim Cook at one point during the announcement said it, whereas we have four models, each segmented for a different part of the market. I think the market for the Pro is very small because I think they've made the iPhone 17 such a great, compelling device that has every single key feature at a $300 less price point. I challenge to figure out what you're getting for your $300. That's my thought. Now, when it comes to the Air, I'm interested. It is a designer phone. This is why they have an Hermes watch version. This is for the person who has to have the cool looking phone, who will throw in the extra $200 and say, I don't care. It only has one camera instead of two. I don't mind the telephoto. I don't mind the little less battery life. I got to have the cool looking phone. That's great. I think there's a bigger market for that. When it comes to me, I'm kind of interested in the Air. I agree with you, Colby. I like a lighter phone. I love the telephoto. I just don't use it that much, and I don't think I'm going to miss it. And beside that, it has just about every other great feature. But I would want to hold it first. I don't think I could order the Air without physically touching it to see if it really feels different by weight and by size. And if it does, I think it's compelling. For the same reason, I remember when the X came out, the 10, which is when I think it was iPhone 8, and it was like it was more expensive. It had the different back on it. It had the different kind of the full screen, but didn't really have any new features. Again, it was really more of a look difference. They sold a shit ton of those. People paid more for the better looking phone, even though by feature, it wasn't groundbreaking. So I think it'll be a very successful phone. I do think people will buy it, but I still think overall, in summation, 17 is your best value. It's a great value compared to these other models. It's the same with the watches. The SE is a great value. You don't have to go nuts buying the Ultra. And I guess that's a good thing for the average consumer.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I just, I always wanted to use something different, but then I don't.
I do, Nicole. You're one of a kind.
The mound on the back of the new Pro is kind of crazy. The like full phone, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the camera Mesa,
yeah,
as
right,
they called
right.
it.
Have they always
referred to it that way? I thought that was like a podcast inside joke, and I was sort of shocked to hear them say it.
Maybe they're trying to take it back, reappropriate it. It like looks kind of weird on the back. And I don't know why I was wowed by the orange, but now that I'm looking at it more, it's like it's kind of crazy. I guess it does look sort of pro-ish.
I do love that orange color.
Yeah, the orange is cool.
They always put the best colors on the Pro, and it drives me crazy.
They did it with the
Hunter Green, which I loved.
Yeah, I like that green one was probably my favorite iPhone color wise. But like a lot of the times, like in recent past, the Pro colors have been extremely neutral, like very, very
yes,
neutral.
That's true.
What are the Air colors?
It's like it's black, it's white, it's light gold, and it's light blue, and that's it. They're very bland. That is a big bummer. The lavender and like the sage green they have on the 17 would look dynamite on the Air, and I'm really bummed that they didn't bring them over.
That is kind of a bummer. I sort of like the light gold. I don't like the blue. It's just not for me.
Yeah, and then black is black. What are you going to do?
Right.
Well, good. Well, I know we got to get Dan rolling. He has a life. No problem. I have. Dan, anything else from you before we send you on your way? And Colby and I will wrap up.
I'm going to try to get the orange one.
Nice.
He's sold. Well, maybe we should each get a different one. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think anyone's getting the 17. I think we're all pros.
I want the orange one too.
Yeah. Okay. Challenge. We'll all get the same phone.
Our powers combined.
I like that. No, we will report back on our phone escapades. Dan, thank you very much. Great catching up with you. Sayonara, sir.
Peace out.
Peace out, Boy Scout. Wonderful. Colby. Now we can really get into the meat of the program.
Senor Sean. Yes, we can.
Anything else on your mind this evening?
No, I just have so much serious thinking to do. I'm already getting the emails from Apple about like pre-select your upgrade, blah, blah, blah. They know I'm going to do it, but
you pay for the privilege.
True.
I know.
That's true. Ooh, I do like the green 17.
It's a good, the 17 has good colors. But also isn't, nice, all right, and by the way, I gotta give Apple a lot of credit. Their active website, like, comparison tool is very, very good.
It's good this year, yeah.
Because I wanted to look at the 17 versus the 16 Pro and what the differences are. You go from the 18 Pro chip to the 19 chip, which I don't know that that's a huge difference. You get a little bit more battery life. You get the new center stage front camera. You get the two cameras instead of the three. Yeah, I think that's about... So going from the 16 Pro to the 17 isn't really like a huge upgrade. You're actually losing the telephoto lens.
Oh, yeah, right. To the 17.
You're losing your 5x zoom.
Yeah. Wait, is there no big... Isn't there a big 16?
The 16 Pro Max?
There's the iPhone 16 Plus is what I was thinking of. I guess you can still buy that. It's weird.
Yes. Yeah. So there's your big differences. So yeah, going from 16 Pro to 17, it's not really a big upgrade.
No.
As nice as they look.
I was gonna say I could get off the train. Who knows?
And use a phone for more than a year? Are you crazy?
I don't know, man. I don't remember what it's like to have like your phone when the battery is kind of pooping out. It's just never happened.
Well, that's how I got on the train. Was my last phone prior to this one I had for like over 3 years, and it was an unpleasant experience. So I got on the train. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah,
feels good. But I'm definitely trekking to the Apple Store and touching one of these.
Well, maybe we can talk about that the next time.
I think that would be fun. That would be great. Mr. Colby, I think we're just about wrapped up here this evening. I do, of course, have to plug before we wrap up, of course, our sister show over at Up for Debate. I know you're excited, Colby. We've just started our new movie series. Cool. We are now watching movies from the decade of the 2000s, 2000 to 2009, to find the most 2000s movies. We're going to end up watching 20 total. The first episode is out now. We watch action movies, Daredevil, XXX, National Treasure, and Swordfish. It's a wide mix of movies. I can tell you, we already have kids movies in the can. We watched Spy Kids, The Incredibles, Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers, maybe the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, and Cars. And this week we are taping Host's Choice, which is where we could pick any movie from any genre. And let's just say I had to watch Transformers and Speed Racer and a handful of others. So there's definitely fun things to talk about. So definitely check that out over at the Up for Debate show and that feed. Eventually we're going to whittle it down to one. It's a good time at upfordebate.tv or on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts. Check it out. Of course, our show is Don't Panic. You should go to our great website, don'tpanic.io. It's got all the links there to everything, the audio, the video on YouTube, subscribable wherever you get podcasts. Of course, our email address, don'tpanicshow@gmail.com. What a treat. Well, on behalf of Colby and Dan, I'm Sean. Glad to be back. Hope you had as good of a time as we did. We're going to see you next time on another great episode of Don't Panic.